Nazir Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph 2:1. In the previous Perek, the latter part, we were talking about different kinds of ambiguous declarations of Naziris, where what was ambiguous was the time frame involved. Now we're going to go on to talk about other kinds of really ambiguous declarations of Naziris, not about time, but where this first couple of Mishnayos here are talking about when a person invokes a neder of Naziris, but connect to someone which is totally not relevant to Nazira. So the Mishnah says, if a person says, Hareini Nazir min ha-grogros, a person says he's a Nazir from grogros. Grogros are dried figs. Umin ha-devela. Or if he says, Hareini Nazir min ha-devela, this is like kind of like a dry fig cake. The point is that figs have nothing to do with Naziris. Naziris is all about what comes off of a grapevine, and these are not from a grapevine. So what in the world does this guy mean? Now, to understand this Mishnah, you ought to know that the word Nazir, of course, means primarily what we know it to mean in the context of our Mishnah here, the guy who takes on those three categories of prohibitions. But a Nazir, the word Nazir could also refer to just more general, something which is like Mufrash and Muvdal, something which you're separating from, like more generic Neder talk. So how do we make sense of what he said? So, Beishamai Omrim Nazir. Beishamai say, even though he said he's a Nazir from figs, and that's sort of an incoherent sentence, still we make sense of it and we say he's a Nazir because Beis Shammai have a principle which is Ein Adam Motzid Devarav Levatala. A person doesn't say things unless he has something in mind, something purposeful. People don't just talk utter random gibberish. So obviously he intended to effect something, so we'll say what he intended to effect was his Nazir status. And the grogros part, the dried figs part, is sort of like a non sequitur. Now, you might ask, wait a second, maybe he started out saying Hareini Nazir, he's accepting upon himself to be a Nazir, but then he like has second thoughts, you know, instantaneously, essentially, and he wants to sort of redirect the meaning of a sentence to not limit all things that a Nazir is restricted from, but rather just, you know, dried figs. So he like changes, he says, I'm a Nazir, employing that second sense of the term, now like to be restricted in general, Mufrash and Muvdal, separated from Grogros, dried figs, or devela. So why don't we say that since his like his change of heart and his redefinition of what he meant to say was essentially immediate, and what the halachic phrase is toch kedei dibor, which means literally means in the amount of time it takes to say something, what that something is a bit of a machlokas. Either it means shalom alecha or shalom alecha rebbe. The point is you're talking like a couple seconds. So within a couple seconds he changes what he says. So that in general, throughout the halachic world, is acceptable and effective. So just for example, a person's eating potatoes, and he says, you know, the bracha borei pri ha'etz, but then he realizes that's the wrong bracha, so he immediately changes his tune, and he says, borei pri ha'adama. So if so, he says like, baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, borei pri ha'etz, borei pri ha'adama. So then he is yotzi, and he did the bracha, I'll call it properly, after the fact, effectively, if not properly, effectively, because he changed his bracha from Bari Pri Adama to Bari Pri Eitz Bari Pri Adama, toch de dibor, immediately, within the time it takes to say that the short, you know, couple syllables. So the question is, why shouldn't it be that Beis Shammai, who agreed to the principle of toch de dibor also, wouldn't they accept that when you say Hareini Nazir min ha-grogros, that it should just be limited to grogros? The answer is because although they accept in general that toch dibor is a sufficient amount of time to retract what you said, they hold that when it comes to effecting hektish in general across the board, like declaring, you know, a cow to be a korban or something, so then even if you said it by mistake, it's still binding. The declaration of hektish is even betos, even by mistake, still binding. And that being the case, once you, let's say for Nidre Hekdesh, you say this cow is Hekdesh. No, it isn't. So then too late. You said it and you're stuck with it. And the Beis Shammai hold that would be extended also to Nazirus, because the Nazir said to be Kodesh Yiyah, he's Kodesh, meaning like the rules of Kachem apply to him also. And therefore, there's no, even if you make a declaration of Nazirus by mistake or whatever it is, you can't change your tune, even Toch De Dibor. You're bound. So given those two principles, number one, People don't say incoherent things for no good reason. They have a purpose behind them. And number two, that declaration of Hekdesh Nazirus is binding even Bata'ut, even by mistake. Therefore, Beis Shammai hold that this guy is a Nazir. Beis Hillel Omrim Einu Nazir. Beis Hillel say, no, nothing doing. They say, listen, the whole sentence is incoherent. Can't make sense of it when you say Harini Nazir Min Grogos. What is that supposed to mean? And that being the case, they don't hold to this principle of Ein Adam Motzi Devar Levatala. So, okay, this person said something incoherent, so we'll leave it incoherent and not binding, and he won't be a Nazir. That's how the Bartanur learns. Fine. Do note that the Rambam learns that actually, since the word Nazir can mean that second meaning of like just, you know, Mufrash and Mubdal to be separated from, that according to the Rambam, according to this first approach in the Mishnah over here, Beis Hillel would say he's not a Nazir, but he is still restricted from eating Grogros or Tevela, as the case may be. Okay, that's the first like layer of the Mishnah. Now, the second layer of the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain that Beis Shammai never said that at all. Like, you misunderstood what the whole case was, the backstory. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, af kisha amru Beis Shammai, even Beis Shammai, when they're talking about this case, lo amru ela ba'omar harei hein alai korban. Rabbi Yehuda says, even according to Beis Shammai, they never said, if you'd say an incoherent sentence like harei nazir min agrogos would be binding. No, as a nazir. What he means is it's binding that it restricts the grogros, the dried figs, as if they were korban. So that means the nazir is effective for restricting. So in other words, the way that Rabbi Yehuda is essentially learning Beis Shammai, it's how I just described how the Rambam learns Beis Hillel in the previous case, and the Rambam would then learn over here the Beis Hillel certainly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't make any restrictions whatsoever. All that aside, the halacha presumably is like the Tanakama, like Beis Hillel, and therefore it's really not effective to be a Nazir. It would seem basically machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, essentially, if the fellow would be restricted from eating the dried figs or the Devela. So I guess that would be machlokas ostensibly, halacha between the Sephardim and Ashkenazim.